Hello, everyone, and welcome to the RV Inspection and Care podcast and video. I'm Dwayne. I'm a certified RV inspector, and today we're going to be talking about how you can spot overall build quality in new RVs as an average RV buyer. Now, there's a lot of negative talk going on online about new RV build quality. Some of it is exaggerated, but some of it is well-deserved in many high-production brands. Clearly, they're moving just too fast to be able to give any real attention on the production line to detail. But some brands are still putting out a good product. And I will say this, generally, the more you pay for an RV, well, then you're probably going to see better build materials and construction methods and more attention to detail. However, here's the good news. It is possible for even lower cost RVs to be built well too. And today I'm going to show you how to spot overall build quality in any new RV. Now, there are some places in RVs that you just can't access. You can't dig up the floor and you can't get into the walls or into the ceilings. They're just not going to let you do that. But here's the good news. There are clues in things you can see, both inside and outside the RV, that will be helpful to show you about the build quality in that RV in areas that are hidden. Now, I recently attended an RV show, and at this show, there were lots of motorhomes there, one brand right after the other, right next to each other. And I found lots of problems and issues with certain brands. And I feel like it's going to be helpful now to show you what you need to watch for as you're going through new RVs. So let's cover six of the areas here that I feel you need to watch. And that includes RV trim, doors, walls, drawers, seals, and slides. And let's start with the RV trim. Now, for those listening to the podcast, I'm unable to show you what to look for because the examples I use in the video are all photos and videos, so that just doesn't come across in a podcast. But if you think the information that I'm providing here in this podcast could be something that you want to know more about, then I think it would be a great idea to watch the video too when you finish this podcast. There's going to be about 10 minutes of helpful examples of what you can look for to help identify both the better quality brands and those that are not so good. So I'll put the link to the video in this podcast description if you're interested in viewing it. Now, let's go ahead and rejoin the video after the examples have been shown. Well, as you can see, I found a lot of problems. There was no shortage of them in that RV show. And let me emphasize this. The examples I showed you in this video, there are lots more that I found that I just didn't put in the video. I couldn't put everything in. Also, emphasize one more thing. And that is that these examples were not collected over time. This was in one RV show in one day. Now, I'm the first person to admit that this kind of RV inspection is not perfect. But here's what I believe is very reasonable to assume. That if what you can see isn't done right, then most likely what you can't see is the same or even much worse. And the more problems that you see in an RV or you're noticing as a trend in a brand, it's indicating worse build quality. Now, consistency is a challenge, though, for any RV brand, no matter how good they are. And you're going to find small, obvious issues and problems even in the better brands. However, Here's what I think you will find if you apply what I'm showing you today, as I have found that those issues and problems are fewer and smaller in the better brands. Now, let me give you an example. At this same RV show, there were lots of motorhome brands next to one another, and it included Newmar. And if you followed my channel for a while, you know that I'm a believer in Newmar quality. Going through the Newmars of 2024, I could not find any issues in some of their coaches. In others, I found maybe one or two small issues, nothing major. So clearly, there is a difference in quality from some brands from one to the other. Now, the more brands that you see, the more RVs you go through, the better picture you're going to get of the whole RV industry and who's doing a good job and who's not. Now, what I'm telling you and showing you is going to take a lot of time, a lot of effort. You're going to travel a lot in order to be able to see all these RVs and compare brand to brand to brand. If you don't have that kind of time, well, I've got a way you can save all of that. That's because I've created RV buying guidebooks for categories like the Class A, B, B+, C, Super C, fifth wheel, and travel trailers too. And the guidebooks will tell you what brands are better, the ones that are exhibiting better build quality, along with which ones are providing good customer service and better resale value. That way you can just focus on the good brands and you don't have to waste a lot of time trying to figure it all out on your own. But it is true that buying a better built RV usually means that you're going to get better results from that RV. You're going to be happier with that RV. It's going to last better if you maintain it. Now, here's one last point that I want to remind you, though. Always get any RV you buy, whether it's new or used, inspected by a certified RV inspector. And when you get the report on that RV, get those problems fixed before you take delivery if you're working with an RV dealer. If you'll follow that one piece of advice, you're going to most likely have a better buying experience. Hopefully this video has been helpful to help you learn as an RV buyer, how to spot and how to buy better built RVs. And that's it for now. Have safe and happy travels, my friends. Until next time.